640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Millions of Americans are coping with more intense heat today across the country.
Kind of unbearable. I borrowed this fan from my grandmother, and it's really helping a lot.
Forecasters say many areas face temps 10 to 20 degrees hotter than average for late June. 10 people are in the hospital right now after getting shot early this morning in Columbus, Ohio. Police Sergeant Joe Albert.
Their age ranges are all from 16 years old to 27 years old. They're all males. I can tell you out of those 10, two are juveniles, eight are adults.
Cops tried chasing the shooting suspects, but say they lost them. And Israel claims it was targeting Hamas infrastructure when it launched airstrikes this weekend in northern Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
Palestinian health officials saying at least 40 people were killed in a series of Israeli strikes as fears of a wider war between Israel and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah movement are only growing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Changes in the brain can happen up to 20 years before a person is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. As Mark Moran reports, scientists want more public education about the early warning signs.
There are at least 7 million people aged 65 and older in the U.S. living with Alzheimer's. Abby Meisner with the Alzheimer's Association says despite time and money being spent on research, the risk is going up at a younger age, and the numbers are discouraging.
The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
Meisner says those numbers hold true across the board for blacks and Latinos as well. She adds now that doctors know signs and symptoms could start to occur at an earlier age, they're paying attention to signs sooner. Meisner adds earlier detection gives doctors a chance to intervene sooner in a patient's care.
As many as 40% of dementia cases may be attributed to modifiable risk factors. So things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
And all of those things can be controlled by developing healthy living habits. But a 2022 Alzheimer's Association report shows 60% of people will put off seeing a doctor if they develop symptoms early on, waiting until the symptoms worsen or until family and friends encourage them to seek treatment. The association is holding educational events all month. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The passing of Willie Mays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week.
Something to share from the San Francisco Giants. They say it is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93.
He was often described as the best complete baseball player ever. I asked Brewers manager Pat Murphy if he'd ever met Mays.
I did, yeah, a couple times. More than once. Everett Washington, I met him once. I met him in Scottsdale, yeah.
What did the passing of the Say Hey Kid mean to Pat Murphy?
Yeah, that's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pull for, you know what I mean? The guys that I was telling Ricky today, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. A mix of clouds and sunshine, although there should be a bit more sunshine in the second half of the day. Highs in the upper 70s, light northwest winds. Overnight, lower 60s and mostly clear skies. Sunshine for Monday, highs in the upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Celebrate Independence Day with Waukesha Parks Recreation and Forestry at the fireworks on July 3rd, presented by Core Reinsurance. Head out to Lowell Park for food, music featuring the decade, and a neighborhood beer garden starting at 6 p.m. Complimentary globe bracelets from Educators Credit Union are available while they last, and WAUK will play patriotic music during the fireworks on 101.1 FM. Head downtown for the parade on July 4th, presented by Core Reinsurance, starting at 11 a.m. Thursday morning. See you there.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as I'll be making my way back from the dentist. Will the Novocaine have worn off? It could be fun. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Music of the Star. Happy summer, everybody.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign that she's your Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summertime.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Matt Cole.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with my baby mine. I hold her hand and she holds mine, and that's a very good sign that she's my Tootsie Wootsie in the good old summertime.
can only touch and eyes can only see, but hearts can understand and whisper, there's the one for me. So dream, young dreamer, but be wise, be smart, and always listen to your heart.
If I had to choose just one day,
if I had to choose just one day, to live my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you, newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hill. Summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills, laughing all together. I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my, it would surely be that moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
You are waiting for me.
Recalling how we started, darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way,
that way,
that Sunday,
Sunday,
that summer.
If I had to choose just one.
Call with the Cliff Adams Singers. Johnny Mathis once said about Nat, the thing about Nat is he waits and then he sings, and then he waits and then he sings. We lost Nat in 1965. Johnny's still with us.
Everything has its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Sticking to the soul. Thunderclouds have their lightning, nightingales have their song. And don't you see, I want my life to be something more than long. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit for something small, but I won't rest until I know I have it all. So don't ask where I'm going, but listen when I'm gone. Far away you'll hear me singing softly to the dawn. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly.
Sky. What about you? You like message songs? Yeah, me too. See if I can find a good one for you here now. Stars. Let's have a great summer, all of us. Come on, we deserve it. We have some thoughtful talk radio here. WRJN. First of all, no yelling, no preaching. You can find our talk shows. 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Albaugh, and Maggie Dawn discuss Wisconsin local issues, welcoming all viewpoints right here on the Civic Media. 540 AM WAUK. Oh, I've got something here by Julius LaRosa, a guy who was not treated too well by Arthur Godfrey. But he had a few hits. Here's one, Frank Lesser. Julie LaRosa, Archer Blyer.
Her arms were warm as they welcomed me. Her eyes were fire bright. And then I knew that my path must be through the ever-haunted night. But anywhere I wander, anywhere I roam, till I am in the arms of my darling again, my heart will tears were silver as morning dew, as she bade me goodbye. And every tear was a promise true that our love would never die.
Thinking about movies with flowing tears from the audience. This may be, well, the picture Cinema Paradiso or Paradise Theater. Monica Mancini does the honors. Have you seen Cinema Paradiso? Get plenty of Kleenex. Seriously. There's a scene at the end that, well, you'll just have to watch.
begin tonight with an Italian drama that's an unabashed love letter to the magic of the silver screen from writer-director Giuseppe Tornatore in 1988, Cinema Paradiso. This is the story of Salvatore, an internationally famous movie director, as he visits the small Sicilian village where he grew up. He hasn't been there in 30 years. He's back to attend the funeral of an old friend, Alfredo, the projectionist at the town's only theater, the Cinema Paradiso. In flashback, the story takes us to the late 1940s, where we see the loving relationship that grows between Alfredo and Salvatore, called Toto for short, with Alfredo serving as a surrogate father figure for Toto, whose dad died in World War II. This was just the second film made by writer-director Giuseppe Tornatore, an award-winning still photographer, later a television director specializing in documentaries. Tornatore based much of the film on his own childhood. He envisioned Cinema Paradiso as an obituary for traditional movie theaters of the past, most of which are now multiplexes or gone completely. As you'll see, Tornatore made good on that vision. Philippe Noiret stars as Alfredo. Jacques Perrin, Salvatore Cassio, and Marco Leonardi each play Toto at various stages of his life. Released in Italy in 1988 and in the States a few months later, winner of both the Grand Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival and the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, co-written by Vanna Paoli, with a rich score by Ennio Morricone, and an emotional final scene for all of us who love the movies, which of course is all of you, this is Cinema Paradiso.
This place holds so many memories for me. I used to come here all the time when I was little. The reason I came here was because of my father. The reason I love language is because of my father. My father was an actor, and we all know that actors speak louder than words.
For those of you who haven't been around me before, my dad was a movie star in the 40s. I call him a BB++ movie star. His name was David Bruce. And he used to bring me here back when it was the pilgrimage, every Easter. And he would wear this beautiful navy blue suit. And I would wear this big pink petticoat dress with Mary Jane's gloves and a matching hat. And I thought I was the cream. And I love my daddy very much, so this is my love song for my father. In a hall, on a wall, in a house, in Reseda, there's a poster held up by two nails and a pin. It's my daddy, the actor, about to die with his boots on. He's the man standing up there beside Errol Flynn. He got third or fourth billing at the end of each picture. Well, that don't mean much, he would say with a grin. But he'd hold my hand tight as he pointed his name out. Four or five names down below Errol Flynn. Now fame, it is fleeting, and stars, they keep falling. And staying right up there, that's the business of art. And luck kisses some, and she passes by others. Disappointment and bourbon are hard. The women and beers and the years with old Errol, they took their toll and took me from his sight. He kissed me goodbye at the old Union Station. That's the last time I saw him. The last time I cried. Now I'm sitting alone in a house in Reseda, watching the late show while the moonlight shines in. And upon the screen, well, here comes my daddy. It's a sad, funny feeling. Now I'm older than him. So, you daddies and daughters, you sons and you mothers, remember life's over before it begins. So love one another and stand close together, as close as my dad did.
That's Amanda McBroom. I did that on Father's Day. Sylvia Sims on the Music of the Stars.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? Never lose your way. How do you not run out of new things to say? A And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart. Each time you hear his name.
Was it just yesterday when we were both young? Two children, it seemed, in search of our dreams. And what made all those dreams of ours disappear? We filled them with love. Where is the love we shared when passions were high? The world spun around and we touched the sky. Was it so wrong to think that we never change, that we somehow stay the same? Would we have changed our course and gone a different way instead of leading with our hearts? My love, when did you stop believing me in what we could be? Yesterday's dreams that we dared to dream.
If we can't be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. The music never ends.
Michelle LeGrand. The music of the stars.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? Do you keep a song from fading too fast?
How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say?
since we know we're always changing. Why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time.
the music of the stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you, no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
Next week, more on the music of the stars. 7 a.m. and all the way till high noon central. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. From WRJN Racine, all across the world. At civicmedia.us. And it's not over even then. Podcasts survive. You keep the music alive.
And now, folks, that's it for Broadway. Good night to all of you. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Indestructible Mr. Gore, starring William Shatner, E.G. Marshall, and special guest star Peter Stevens on Sunday Showcase in color. Now stay tuned for the Dinosaur Chevy Show, also in color, next on most of these NBC stations.
Don't you wish? Stars, I'm Lou Regani.
You're mine, magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal and other splendors, to me really have no words. You're mine. Possession.
treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only love.
Happy summer, everybody. Our first show of summer. And all it promises. Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. Next week, another broadcast, live on Sunday morning from WRJN, all across the Civic Media Radio Network, and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Travel with us anywhere you wander.
You're my magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only
WRJN. Keep your dreams alive, everybody.
Over and over, I whisper.
Week, same stations across the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN Racine. I'm Lou Regani for The Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here, everybody. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
You are everything and more to me.
To have and to hold. listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.